Welcome back to Source from the Sofa. This is Rome. We got Aaron, Jason. It is Thursday night. Time to do some NFL lines. We just wrapped up Thursday night football where the Jets actually covered the 12.5 based
Patriots.
On the circa.
Patriots covered.
Oh, Patriots. I'm sorry. Patriots covered based on the circa lines that Aaron gave us. But it was actually a pretty fun game. I don't know. Did you guys think it was okay? I think it was a decent game. A good first half.
I mean, if you were a Henderson fantasy owner, it was a fantastic game.
Yeah, I'm really pissed off I didn't pick him up, too. Like,
I'm pretty sure I
didn't do anything. Dude, I have no space to just, yeah.
I don't know. Your league is weird how your ad drops waiver wire works, Rome.
I don't know. It's a bunch of guys from CBS Sports. I don't know.
I guess it's like a six-man league or something. So,
is it 10 or 12 teams?
It's 10. It is 10. Yeah, I'm trying to pick up some guys. I'm in trouble with the tight ends because I got Kincaid and also Laporta. They're both questionable. Both didn't practice today. Trying to pick
Kincaid,
up a kicker.
Kincaid's not going to play.
Yeah, that's what they said. Laporta doesn't look like it either, so I got to pick up a tight end. It's always fucking something with my team. So, anyways, 24-27. Pats 8-2, Jets 2-8. It's like we're back in the early 2000s again. Things are coming back to normal. How do you guys feel about that?
I mean, I don't even know if you have to go all the way back to the early 2000s. I mean, this is only like 5-6 years ago at this point right now where the Patriots were running the show. So I don't know. I mean, I think the Patriots were a trendy pick at the beginning of the season. I know we were pretty high in them and what Vrabel can do. Probably over expectations right now in year one, which could be a good thing, but also be a bad thing when things aren't as good in year three or four as they're going right now. But Vrabel definitely taking advantage. And right now, looking at, could they be the best team in the AFC? Because, I mean, they're running away from it. And, you know, the other 8-2 team you had going in, Rome, you're not a fan of. So
there's a couple of 8-2 teams, the Broncos, the Colts, Patriots go to 9-2 with this win. But yeah, I think I saw the probability. They got like a 33% chance to get the number one seed in the AFC. They only play two teams with a winning record, Buffalo at home and then at Baltimore. I mean, that's the benefit of having the worst record last year in the league. Pretty much you get an easy schedule the following year and they've capitalized on it.
Yeah, that is awesome stuff. Pates. It's been a long day. Patriots in the power rankings. They got posted up on the socials. I don't remember what they were on my power rankings, but I thought it was pretty fair what we had them. Let's see. What did we have them at?
You had them at number six.
Number six. I can hear the music in the background.
It was, man. You got everything going.
What happened to that boy? All right. So let's just jump into it then, since it doesn't sound like we have much to talk about this Thursday night game. It's not like we had like a complete snoozer. You guys are quiet. You guys need like a little bump, a little caffeine bump, or
I mean, we're
ready. We're ready to roll, Rome.
I feel like you're the one a little off, Rome. Generally, there's a little more energy here in this segment one. You couldn't get the technology working. You just learned how to do bookmarks on X too. So I figure, you know, the technology been working a little better for you. But I guess we're just taking a step back today. Couldn't get the headphones going.
You know, a 3-10 week last week in the NFL will pin any man down. And Rome's coming to week 11, not feeling it right now.
Yeah. And then the platform that we use deleted all the templates that I had for our show. So I'm about to look for the notes somewhere.
Well, we're just resetting back to the beginning then.
Yeah, it's bullshit. All right. Let's get into it then. Madrid, Spain with the Commanders and Dolphins. Dolphins favored by 2.5 over under 47.5. Aaron, go ahead and kick it away.
Yeah, this is, I believe, our last international game of the year here in the first one ever, right, in Madrid, Spain. I don't believe the NFL has traveled out to Spain. Commanders, I mean, what a train wreck they've been. I mean, I saw Dan Quinn's taking over defensive play calling duties this week. Dolphins have actually, you know, coming off the biggest win of the season against the Bills. They've looked pretty strong here the last few weeks outside of that game against Baltimore, which, you know, turnovers really kind of hurt them there. They're moving the ball. Commanders have a ton of injuries. They've lost a couple more guys in the secondary. we talk about these international games. Anything can happen. I'm going to go with the Dolphins, though, -2.5. I just think they have more offensively than the Commanders do. And defensively, I think they're better on both sides of the ball in this game. I'll take the Dolphins -2.5 in Madrid.
Nice. Aaron or Jason.
Yeah, I'm agree with Aaron on this one. The injuries on the Commanders side of the ball, don't know really what you're going to get offensively from them. And, you know, two out of the last 3 weeks, the Dolphins have looked pretty good, especially last week in that win. So, I international game, don't know what you're going to get. The spread being only 2.5, you know, within a field goal, I think that's what you like here. So you're pretty much, you know, kind of a pick-em-ish game. And a game that close, I think you'll take the team with a little more health on their side, and I'll go with the Dolphins.
Cool deal. Yeah, Dolphins look like they're playing well. I don't know if you guys saw that funny clip of their coach cruising by.
At the elbow room. Hey, man, that's a hot spot, man. The Panthers are hosting the cup, so, you know.
Yeah. Pretty funny stuff, and he's claiming that it's AI. So, yeah, I'll go with Dolphins.
I'll be curious where he's cruising around Madrid after they get the W here on Sunday.
I don't know. Who knows? I got that coked out Mike McDaniel clip somewhere, and I never got a chance to put it out. I feel like it's getting a little too late now. I should just put it out anyways. Next game.
It seems like he's job security safe right now because they got rid of the GM, and they're saying they like him for the future. So, got a little swagger in him. Wins 2 out of 3, and he seems to be safe.
Digging
it. He's feeling himself.
Packers, Giants, Pack favored by 7 points on the road, 42.5 over under. Jason.
Yeah, interesting game. Talked about health. The Giants really haven't had it. Probably should have beat the Bears if they would have had more health with Dart last week. But the Packers offense has looked pretty dreadful here the last couple of weeks. And you're going to tell me this Packers team is going to go on the road and find their offense against a Giants defense, which isn't terrible, have a pretty good pass rush and a pretty good defensive line. And I think the biggest news of the week, man, Jameis getting the start. And I've been asking for that pretty much since the beginning of the year with Russell Wilson just lost and nowhere to be found. 7 points at home. Jameis, I mean, Jameis is going to throw a couple touchdowns or he's going to throw a couple picks, but it's going to be entertaining. Give me the Giants +7.
Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, Jason's been calling for Jameis Winston to be starting since, what, week two? I kind of was, you know, I was on board with that, kind of wondering why he wasn't the number two. Dable's out. Now Jameis is in, starting quarterback. Jackson Dart looks like he'll be out or still in concussion protocol, so I guess Russell Wilson will be the number two coming into this game. Packers have only won 2 games by double figures this year. The opener against the Lions and then that Sunday night game, what, 3 weeks ago against the Steelers. But in the first half, they looked terrible. Got things going in the second half there. Tucker Kraft had a huge game. He's out. The only thing that really scares me about this game is the ability of the Packers to rush the quarterback. I mean, Jameis, he's not, you know, a Jackson Dart where he can get out and run as well. But I agree. I mean, I like the Giants here getting 7 points. I think the spark of him coming in the lineup, a new coach, that defense is not bad. They can rush the quarterback as well. Too many points here, in my opinion. I'm going to take the Giants +7.
I agree. I was expecting a bounce back game last week from the Pack. They did not deliver. They look a little dead. More rumblings again about Brown, but they do got a lot of players, man. And people keep on jumping on, jumping off Love's bandwagon, but I don't know. 7 points is a lot. That's crazy. Even with all the injuries of the Giants, they just play with like a lot of passion and heart. They just fire their coach, you know, Jameis. I'm digging it, man. I can't wait to see him under center. So I'll go with you guys. Giants with the points. Bucks, Bills here by 5.5 over under 47.5. Aaron.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bucs here +5.5. Way too many points. Buffalo's just been way inconsistent. I know Tampa struggled a bit here as of late, but you're going to give me 5.5. Feels like a 2-3 point game either way. Tampa can run. Tampa can still defend. Bucky Irving's probably back. I know he's practicing on a limited basis. I just think 5.5 is too much for a Buffalo team to cover. I know they beat the Chiefs really bad here, but both teams are desperate for a win. That usually means we're going to get a close game. I say it's 24-23. I'll take the Bucks getting 5.5.
Jason.
Yeah, I'm agree with Aaron too. I don't think Buffalo has done anything right now this year. They've just been up and down with the offense. They beat some bad teams, had a good win against Kansas City, but weirdly, all of these Buccaneers games are generally really close. I don't think Bucky Irving's playing. Last time I heard, I don't think they officially declared him out, but I think he was trending towards not playing. Regardless, I think Baker finds a way to always keep these games close, and I think you're doing a points play right now. 5.5 is a lot when it's probably going to be a field goal game, so I'll take the Bucks plus 5.5 as well.
It's crazy. I feel like both teams kind of need like a little bounce back right now, especially the Bills, and they both have identical records, 6-3. This is a really pivotal game for the season. I know it's really early, and it probably doesn't mean like much at the end, but still, this is like style points, and this would definitely do a lot for morale going down as we get into the holiday season. 5.5 is a lot of points. I'm expecting to be really tight. Do you guys know the weather in Buffalo this weekend?
Looking up right now, looks like we're getting maybe some rain. No snow, though, like in the 50s. So, I mean, nothing. I mean, Tampa plays in the rain all the time. It rains in Florida, so I'm not really concerned about the weather. It's not overly chilly and snowy.
Yeah. Should be fun. The spread's really interesting, but yeah, I expect the Bucks to keep it tight in this one. I think Baker Mayfield, I like the playful banter they've been doing this week as well. That's been pretty good stuff. I'll go with the Bucks. Is that everyone for the Bucks with the points?
That is, man. We're unanimous across three games so far. It's been pretty boring.
God. Yeah, it looks like it could be some snow showers. Looks like it's be windy, though. 15 to 25 mile per hour winds.
That might be a game time decision there. All right. Bengals, Steelers. Steelers favored by 5.5, 49 over under. Jason.
It's another weird line. I think it's a lot of points. Flacco's playing, right, Aaron?
I believe so. I know he's not been really practicing. I mean, he played, what, 2 weeks ago with the same AC joint sprain in the shoulder. Thing. So I got to figure he's going to play, yeah.
They're letting him rest.
Yeah, I mean, you got to limit his reps, right? I mean, I'm sure it hurts to throw the ball, give him a shot before the game, throw him out there, be good to 100%. Go.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, I think with that, I mean, you're looking at the Steelers. They got that pretty big win over the Colts, but they've really lost. You know, they lost 3 out of 4 right now, if I'm looking at that right. But I think we're looking for a little bit of a bounce back from the Steelers this week. You need a revenge loss over the Bengals about a month ago. That was really start of their slide here. And now you got the Ravens right on top of you. You need to win this game. I don't think the schedule really gets any easier for them down the stretch. So 5.5 is a lot of points, but how bad the Bengals defense here right now gives me some confidence that Aaron Rodgers can make some things happen and pick this Bengals defense apart. I don't love it, but I'm going to take the Steelers -5.5.
Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, Jason touched on it. They've lost 3 of their last 4. Really looked bad in a lot of these games. The defense has been embarrassed. I mean, the defense showed up, caught, 6 turnovers against Daniel Jones and the Colts. Herbert and the Chargers really just had their way with them. Bengals had their way with them the first time around. I'm going to agree. I don't like this game a lot as far as top play, but I'm going to ride with the Steelers. I mean, Aaron Rodgers in this offense was horrendous last time out, but they did score 30 points last time they played against the Bengals. I think they can move the ball. I mean, Bengals can't stop anybody. For me, it's what Steelers defense shows up. One that can force turnovers and get after Joe Flacco and force some turnovers. Maybe knock him out of the game with that shoulder injury. Or are they going to have, Chase and those guys going to have a big game like they did the first time around? I think the Steelers bounce back defensively. I'm going to take a -5.5.
I don't know what to think of this game. This is a stay away. I have no hope right now. I'm rooting for the Steelers. 5.5 seems like a lot, actually. I kind of want to lean Bengals on this one. But I just can't go against my team. I'm going to close my eyes and hope for the best. Steelers to cover. Really confident, huh?
I feel a lot of confidence, but we got clean sweeps 4 games in right now, so no one's really making up any ground in the pick'em challenge here.
Texans, Titans. Texans favored by 6.5 on the road, over under 37. Jason.
6.5 is a lot of points, but this Titans team is bad, and you're looking at they played earlier in the season. Titans lost 26-0 to this Texans team. Texans, finding themselves a little bit. They look pretty dreadful here. in that first, what, three quarters pretty much versus the Jags a week ago, and they were able to find something in the fourth quarter. I don't know what direction the Titans are going here at the moment right now. This has got to be, you know, a game to step up. Stroud's missing second game in a row is probably the only hesitation you go through. But you look what Davis Mills did, I think, in that second half.
I thought he did great.
Yeah, find something, particularly in the fourth quarter. Again, not something I love with how big the spread is, but just overall for the Titans, I just don't know how they're scoring points here. And I think that's where you put it in, where a field goal is probably reasonable for the Texans to win. So I'll take the Texans minus 6.5.
Yeah, I mean, Texans have a really good defense. Titans have a really bad offense. As Jason mentioned, 26-0 the first time around. I mean, CJ Stroud is out for this game. Texans outside of that are relatively pretty healthy on both sides of the ball. I mean, I guess the real question here, Rome, is who's going to show up at a coach? Is it D'Amico Ryans or D'Amico Murray? I just don't know. But either way, I'm going to take the Texans minus 6.5.
That was so good, dude. You write that? Did you prep for that? Or that just came off the cuff?
It was something that was on my mind, but it came flow naturally.
What, you thought in the mirror, before we started recording? He was practicing that?
I 100% believe that, dude. I 100% believe
that. Part, no. I don't think I practiced anything in the mirror for this show, Rome, just for the record.
For this show.
For this show. I was just practicing something else.
Let's keep it rated PG for the kids, huh? I found out my nephews try to watch the show every week, but they've heard a few F-bombs, so now my sister's monitoring it.
Well, it's from his uncle that is dropping those, because I think Aaron and I are pretty PG around here.
Yeah, it's Uncle. It's Uncle Rome. Yeah, I can't believe they actually listen to this show, dude. That's kind of cool. It's on YouTube. No, I thought the win last week for the Texans, I know you guys kind of threw it underneath the bus, but I thought it was pretty big to kind of like save the season and give them hope. The defense has been solid. They showed up in that second half, especially, and got some points. Wish I had him in my fantasy thing. Luckily, I still pulled out with the 1-point victory. But, yeah, just because the defense is so dominant, I think they're just going to control this game top to bottom. And then Mills did pretty good in relief. And Nico Collins had, like, one of his better games of the season as well. Like, he's actually, like, you know, he's not as athletic, but he's taking more shots, willing to go a little bit deeper in the middle of the field as well. So I think Texans cover this pretty comfortably. Aaron, I forgot to write. Did you have Texans as well?
Yes.
All right. Well, last time we all agreed, we all had bad weekends, so that's not too bad.
Well, I think some differences are coming up here.
Okay. Bears, Vikings. Vikings favored by 2.5, over under 48.5. You go first, Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big game, and we saw the opener Monday night where this team's opened up the season against each other. J.J. McCarthy rallied these boys back in the fourth quarter to pull off that stunning win against the Bears. You know, J.J.'s yet to win a home game for the Vikings. I mean, he's won two games on the road. He's not yet won a home game. He's lost against the Ravens and the Falcons. But the Bears, defensively, Jason's noted this multiple times, not very good. They give up points. This is a controlled indoor environment. Weather will be good. I think the Vikings defense is better than the Bears. I think they have their weapons on the outside are a little more healthier than right now what the Bears have. I like the Vikings, J.J. McCarthy, third time's a charm to get a home victory. I like the Vikings here, minus 2.5.
All right, Jason, how are you feeling about that take?
I think it's very calm, very reasonable, very studious, but it's wrong because this is a revenge game for the Bears and Ben Johnson right now. And I'm not going to say this is a must-win game for a 6-3 team, but the Bears' schedule doesn't get any easier. And there's going to be a lot more division. They got to play the Packers twice. They got the Lions coming up. They're going to play your Steelers. They got the defending Super Bowl champions they're going to have to play. So the Bears need some wins on their schedule. And this Vikings team is probably, hey, one of the lesser teams are going to play down the stretch. So this turns into a game you really got to win and get your record to 7-3. They should have won that game to open the season. As we talked about, JJ McCarthy's one big quarter in this league was off that fourth quarter versus the Bears on that Monday night Aaron alluded to. I think they got the advantage is that they're going to have the best wide receiver in football going against the Bears' fourth, fifth, and sixth corners. I think the difference in this game is you're going to see there's a couple other healthy Bears when you talk about the linebacking core and some new pieces on the defensive line that have come back. And the other thing has been C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who the Bears signed in free agency, using him in a lot of different areas. This guy is all over the field, specifically in some blitz packages that that the defense is using. So I think it'll probably obviously be a close game. It'll just, you know, maybe it comes down to Caleb Williams driving them and winning the game like he has the past couple weeks. But I think I like the Bears in this one because I think that they know this is one they got to win.
All right. I thought Vikings did pretty well last week. And they missed some opportunities to win that game or at least get within points. So I can at least pick up like my fourth victory of the week. It was a bad week, guys, but they're at home. To echo the same sentiments that you mentioned, Aaron, I'm going to go with the Vikings on this one. I think it'll be really close, though. The 2.5, that's really tough. Next game, we have Panthers-Falcons. Falcons favored by 3.5 at home, 42.5 over under. Jason.
Yeah, this is I don't know if this is the bad game or what we're talking about. The Falcons, for all the credit we've tried to give them over the years, they've lost four straight here after that win on the Monday night versus the Bills. So what are we truly believing here on the Falcons? And then I really want to give the Panthers some credit, but then they go up and lose a game they probably should have won versus the Saints last week and couldn't get the offense going. 3.5 seems like a lot of points for two teams that aren't there. I don't love this game kind of either win direction. I'll just trust maybe the Panthers a tiny bit more because they can get some running games going with Rico Dowdle and maybe they get Chuba Hubbard back in the rotation. But the Panthers offensively, they struggle to get things going a lot of time. That Packers win, they only got 16 points, but the defense was able to hold them in. They couldn't get anything going against the Saints. 3.5 is just kind of a weird spread. I'll
take the Panthers plus 3.5 just because I don't trust the Falcons.
Is who's gonna be quarterbacking for the Falcons this week?
It's Penix. I mean, I haven't heard anything about him not playing.
Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, Jason from the previous game called it like revenge week. To me, there's no bigger revenge for Atlanta than what they took the shellacking in Carolina back in week two, 30-0. Atlanta's lost 4 in a row. I mean, Atlanta's season's on the line now. I mean, I don't think they're making the playoffs regardless, but if they got any hope, Raheem Morris, if he wants to keep his job in year two, he's got to get this team to show up. I think Atlanta has the offensive weapons at home to score. Carolina's got a good defense, but I think Atlanta's got a better offense. Bryce Young and those guys like Jason Lutz have not been scoring a lot of points here these last few games. If you go back to Buffalo, Green Bay, and the Saints, I mean, what do they score, averaging maybe 12 points? I don't even know. I don't have all the numbers in front of me. Must win for the Falcons. 3.5. I think they're kind of baiting you to take Carolina here. So I'm going to jump on the other side. I'm going to go with the Falcons here. This is do or die for them. Season on the line. Give me the Dirty Birds.
Dirty Birds you shall have. I think it's kind of like a revenge game as well. I really don't have much to add. Just feeling a little under the weather right now. For a lot of different reasons. Falcons in this game. Chargers, Jags. Chargers favored by 3 on the road. 43.5 over under. Aaron.
Yeah, it's one of these interesting games. We talk about going west, you know, traveling basically to the southeast here. Chargers have looked really well here, right? I mean, they beat Minnesota, Tennessee, Pittsburgh. Are they due for a letdown? Jacksonville's been really banged up. I think Brian Thomas is gonna play. I know he's practicing on a limited basis, missed the last game, an ankle. Travis Hunter's out for the year for the knee surgery that he's having done. I'm gonna ride with the Chargers. I just feel more confident in their team right now. I think they've got something going defensively. Ever since that Colts game, they've really figured things out and been playing really well on the side of the ball. Their offensive line issues really worry me, but they've gotten something going in the run game of Vidal, and then the offensive weapons. They got, you know, Quentin Johnson, Lat McConkey, Keenan Allen. I just think they have a little bit too much here. I think they'll find a way to win the game, and they're a little more healthier on that side as well. I'm going to go with the Chargers -3 to beat the Jags.
Jason.
Gonna agree with Aaron on this. Chargers got a lot of weapons, as Aaron mentioned, even with some offensive linemen going out for the year. I think they still find a way to get it done. The Jags, ever since they got that big Monday night win over the Chiefs, they played a really good Seahawks team and lost, a really good Rams team and lost. The Raiders, they did win, but is a game they felt they should have really owned, and they barely got by on that one. And then they had the Texans pretty much beat until a fourth quarter collapse here. So just not feeling the direction of this team right now, and the Chargers knowing they're in the hunt in the AFC West. They need wins. You got the Broncos. You got the Chiefs coming up. It's going to be very competitive all around in the AFC. That maybe three teams out of this division, out of the West alone. They got to keep winning, and this is a game that I think they should win because the West to East thing, you worried me, Aaron. We always talk about the flights, but I don't know.
Chargers. Just on trends, they're already 0-2 traveling back east this year. They did not cover against Miami, did not cover against the Giants. So it is a trend that I'm noted.
It is. That's right. I got to think about that Giants game. That was the one thing where the Chargers, it kind of turned, almost kind of makes you think about the Chargers a little more. Cause at that point in the year, we're like, hey, the Chargers might be the best team in the West right now. I own this division. I mean, yeah, it hasn't been the same since, but I still like the Chargers in this game too. I think though Jacksonville's just going the opposite direction.
To quote Jason, I think they found something. That's like one of your go-to quotes. I think they did find something against the Steelers. I was really impressed of how they just kind of took the game and took it out of control. I don't know. I'm just really bummed about the Steelers right now. I'm not feeling good, but they did crack the power rankings at number 8. First time since they impressed all of us in the first 3 weeks. What it was the first 3 or 4 weeks before they shat the bed for the following 3 or 4 weeks. But if they're going to be making a run, if they're going to be a good team, if they're going to be competing for some of the best with the best in the AFC, they have to win this one. They have to put the Jags out of their misery, take them out, go Superchargers. On to the afternoon games. We start off with Seahawks in LA. With the Rams favored by 3, over under 48.5. Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, this is the game of the week, no doubt about it. Maybe the game of the year. What, 2 teams, 7-2, first place in the NFC West on the line. Maybe the number one overall seed once we get down to it. I mean, these two teams will play again later in the year. A lot of people are liking the Rams. Stafford, I mean, I think he's done something that no quarterback had done in NFL history. Three straight games of 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. But Rome, I love Seattle. I like them here as a dog. They're going to go into LA and win outright. So I don't even need the points, but I'll take them. I like Seattle plus 3. I believe in them. Seattle is number one in my power ranking. I think they prove it over your number one team, Rams. Give me Seattle plus 3.
Jason.
I agree with Aaron on this one. I think Seattle, they've been good and people are giving them some credit, but I don't know if they're getting enough. This is a really good team. And you know, when do you start having the conversation of the Vikings choosing the wrong quarterback here and what, you know, Darnold's been able to do, you know, with this team up Seattle? You talk about, you know, weapons and making some, you know, they trade DK Metcalf and get a new quarterback, and this offense just seems like it gets even better. They got a really strong defense, even with some injuries in the secondary, it still has been good. It's game of the week, could go either way, but I'm in line with Aaron on this one. I think Seattle goes.
I haven't really had a strong opinion either way. I think these are the top two teams on my power rankings as well. But with 3 points, that's tough. I think this game has a chance to go to the end. I think we might just end up with a tie or whatever you call it, a break even. You know, they went by 3 points. Rams is going to be really close.
A push in some circles, they would call it.
There you go. I couldn't think right now. I've been up since 4 a.m. Haven't been able to sleep very well, but
usually a Thursday night lines get you in the mood, Rome. I don't know what happened tonight, you know?
I know. Not enough lines for me.
Got a bad source of that pixie dust.
It was fentanyl. Here in the Bay Area. I'll take the Seahawks in this one. With the points.
All right.
I think it's going to be tight. I think Rams barely win. Maybe like a 1 or 2 points game-winning field goal. But it should be fun. It should be really fun. Niners, Cardinals, in Arizona, Niners favored. They get a lot of players back, including Purdy, Purcell, and a half a dozen other people. So we're actually going to see what this team looks like outside of the hospital running plays. So, Jason, what do you think?
Yeah, so really like the Niners here. They've been able, I mean, I think that Texans game maybe is the only one where you kind of questioned and things kind of caught up to them a little bit. But, yeah, if you're getting some of these guys back and the Cardinals, I just don't know what to do with the Cardinals at this given point. I mean, is your guy Kyle Murphy done? Are we just giving up?
Oh, he's done for the year, yeah. I think he's done. Well, he's on the IR, right? But I think he's done
for
the year.
I mean, they're saying he's on the IR. I mean, there's a lot of talkers. Are they just not, you know, Call of Duty, I think, might have came out.
Call of Duty's coming out, right?
Yeah, so you know, I don't know what's going on there. But, yeah, the Cardinals, I don't know if they're a team, you know, that's just kind of lost. And when you look at, even though they got that win over the Cowboys, but, man, versus the Seahawks team, this is really good. They didn't seem like any match. You know, they had so many early point losses. I still think you hold that Titans loss up there with, like, what did it do to this team? I just think the Niners have just had, you know, they've been able to win all of these games regardless of who's playing. You start getting a few guys healthy. McCaffrey, I mean, that's kind of that underlying thing. McCaffrey's been there the whole time and just making things happen. Probably get Purdy back. We'll see how it goes. I don't know if that's the best move. But because I think Mac Jones looks pretty good, Rome. I think Shanahan really makes anyone work behind center. I don't know why they ever pay a quarterback in San Francisco, because he can make pretty much anything work there. But I'll take the Niners -3.
It's really interesting. Cardinals did not look good at all in Seattle last week. And up to the Cowboys game, they've been pretty tight in all these things. This is their first home game in 3 or 4 weeks. Last time they played, Niners barely won. I think it was a field goal, 16-15 or 16-14, something like that. If they were healthy, if the Cardinals were healthy, I'd be tempted to take the points in this one. But let's give this 49er team a chance, you know? Let's see what they look like with all their guys back. If Purdy doesn't play well, though, there's going to be you, Jason, and everybody else clamoring and clawing for the Big Mac to keep that starting job. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, Brock Purdy, I mean, I think he's going to be rusty. I mean,
oh,
he hasn't
hell
played
yeah.
in
he
what,
has to be, right?
He hasn't played in what, 6 weeks? I mean, I agree, Mac Jones. I mean, that's, I would go with Mac Jones, but I think if you're going to bring Brock Purdy in, this is a good spot. I mean, Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be out when he go on the IR, I believe. So he's going to be out the next few games. I like the 49ers here as well. They've just, you know, offensively, you know, getting some guys back. Defensively, they played terrible last week, but the Rams just had their number. And Rome, you've always noted, anytime Kyle Shanahan has a bad week game, the next week they bounce back and play well. I expect them to bounce back here. I like the Niners as well.
Yeah, 100%. Next game, Ravens, Browns. Ravens favored by 7.5 in Cleveland, which, despite how bad the Browns are, it seems a little much, actually. Jason, what do you think?
Well, it does seem like a lot. And if there's anything about this Browns team, they do have a solid defense. But I'll say with the last time these two teams played, it didn't matter. And Lamar Jackson and everybody ran up above his team. They beat him 41-17 in week two. Since Lamar has come back, they demolished the Dolphins on that Thursday night game 28-6 and then beat the Vikings by 8 points last week. So you're telling me the last 2 weeks since Lamar has been back and their week two matchup, they've won by more than 8 points, 7.5. I just think the Ravens are really on a mission right now, and they're going to be just reeling off wins here now to the end of the year. And then all of a sudden you're going to be looking up at the AFC North champ when, you know, I was listening to a different podcast, not ours. And I'm listening back to some October shows of the host of this show, just calling the Ravens dead after like week three or week four or something like that. And I'm pretty sure that's just a national take of where the Ravens were at that particular time. Now you're talking, is this team going to win, you know, were they going to win, you know, 11 games potentially? They can go 11-6, 10-7, win this division and just go on this run. I like the Ravens in this game a lot. So I'll take them -7.5.
I gotta admit, man, aside from the Dolphins game, well, I guess they won. I guess they beat the Bears too. Never mind. Aaron, go ahead.
Yeah, Rome, I mean, you alluded to 7.5 points. Ravens have been playing really well. I mean, Lamar Jackson's a little bit banged up. He's got a knee issue. One of their wide receivers is going to be out. Browns looked, you know, Browns lost the game last week because they gave up a punt return and a kickoff return last week against the Jets. They still held Fields below 60 yards passing. I think the Browns keep it close. Weather's going to be wet and rainy. They can run the ball. Baltimore defensively is playing better, but they're not the dominant team they used to be. I think it's a grind out game. I think the Ravens find a way to win, but this feels like a 2017, 23-20 type game. I'm going to ride with the Browns plus 7.5 here at home. I think they show up. I think they have a good game plan. In divisional games, usually tough and tight. This should be a defensive battle, and I'm going to take the points. Give me the Browns.
I'm not a big fan of what the Browns are doing, but they should be able to score some points. The Ravens, they didn't look that good to me against the Vikings. I know they still won, but it was not a really impressive win on that. And Lamar has looked, aside from that one game right when he came back, it's been kind of shaky. So, yeah, divisional game, I was kind of up in the air, but I'm kind of leaning Browns on this one. I think it's going to be tight. I'm assuming it's going to be kind of chilly. It's starting to get cold there in Cleveland. We'll see. Next game, Chiefs-Broncos. Chiefs here by 3.5, over under 45. Aaron.
Yeah, big game here in the division. Chiefs coming off a bye. Andy Reid, regular season off a bye, is 22-4. Broncos kind of getting a bit of a mini bye after they played Thursday night here last week in that ugly game that we saw against the Raiders. Yeah, Rome, like everybody like you wants to forget about that game. Not one of the more entertaining Thursday night games. 3.5 points here is a lot. It's interesting. But the Broncos are going to be without Surtain. I think their linebacker, one of them, is going to be out too because he got, had surgery for testicular cancer. I'm going to ride with the Chiefs. I think they bounce back after that terrible game against Buffalo. Coming off a bye. No Patrick Surtain. I think the Chiefs will get up for this game. They'll find a way. I just don't have any confidence yet in the Broncos' offense, and the Chiefs got a pretty good defense. Bags is going to come up with some good blitzes. I'm going to ride Kansas City minus 3.5 here at Denver.
Jason.
Yeah, Aaron's exactly right. I think Spags is going to have something dialed up for this team. I'm waiting for the Bo Nix offense to really break out, and we just haven't got it all season yet. And the Chiefs are really on a run post that Jaguars loss on Monday night that you're kind of disbelief they won. Then, dominate the Lions, leave the Raiders with no hope, dominate a bad Commanders team. They did lose to the Bills last week, so that's where you're coming off. So that's kind of the emotional thing. But they haven't had a lot of success regular season in Buffalo, and I think this game's going to mean a lot when you're talking with the Chiefs, the Broncos, the Chargers in that West. You need some divisional games, and I just think the non-confidence so far in what the Broncos can do week to week offensively, where the Chiefs, hey, they're finding a little bit something offensively against a Broncos team that, missing parts. Aaron talked about Surtain. So I think the Chiefs as well, like Aaron, get up for this game. I'll take them minus 3.5.
Nice. I know I've been kind of like doing on the Broncos all season long, but they do find a way to win. They do it really ugly, and it's done very impressive. I think they keep this really tight. They're going to be at home. They got that elevation on their side. And Andy Reid, as you mentioned, he has an impressive record. But I think this will be tight. Broncos at home plus the points, 3.5. I'll take that chance. Are you insured by Survivor? I'll take that ride. All right. Do you guys remember that commercial?
Yeah, I remember it.
So crazy. All right, Sunday night game, Lions at Eagles. Eagles are favored by 2.5, over under 46.5. Who you got, Aaron?
Yeah, I've gone back and forth in this game, right? I mean, we saw the Eagles Monday night did not look great offensively, only 10 points, but defensively they looked really good. The Lions coming off what they score 40 points against the Commanders, but Romy mentioned Sam Laporta might not play. That offensive line is really banged up. This is on the road. A.J. Brown's been yapping again. What, two catches for 13 yards? But guess what? The Lions secondary is a mess. I think this is a game where A.J. Brown shows up and has a big game. I'm taking the Eagles. They're just healthier. I just don't know what the Lions offensive line, if they can stay healthy against this pass rush. And this, no Sam Laporta. Eagles. I'm riding the Eagles. I trust them more here at home in a big spot. If this game was in Detroit, I'd probably lean the other way. 2.5, weird number, should probably be 3, like we have in the Seahawks Rams game. But I'm gonna take the Eagles here.
Jason.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with Aaron, going back and forth on it as well. But you know where this offense is gonna be from the Lions standpoint, we had a lot of conversation about Dan Campbell taking over the play calling here on our Sunday show. And, you know, got a good offense going against a bad Commanders team. And the Eagles, you don't know what to look at them offensively. Anytime you watch them on the red zone, they're just doing a tush push for like 3 plays in a row to get 10 yards. And so, but yeah, they've got to get something going in the passing game. This could be the day, the game to do it with Aaron's talking about, with the opportunities against a Lions secondary that is a little bit suspect. The Lions, just you're looking at, they lost to the Chiefs. They got that big win against the Buccaneers and the loss against the Vikings. And then, you know, they beat a Commanders team that's beat up. I don't know which way they're kind of going. And I'm not going to say it's panic by Campbell taking over the play calling, but hey, we're making some mid-season adjustments for what reasons right now. That's what I'm kind of still curious on what's kind of going on there. The Eagles are a weird team. And as far as like, they seem like there's dysfunction, but man, they're still the best team in the NFC we talk about, and they still find a way to win games. And with it being a 2.5 and not a 3, I think that makes me lean to the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Lions. I'll tell you that. But Eagles, I think, play pretty well at home. And I'm just trying to go back if I can catch any. I didn't get a chance to dig into any stats too crazily outside of the Cowboys game. They've showed out for all these games, but I'm really curious, San Laporta or not, they still got, Lions have too many weapons at wide receiver. Same thing with running back. They kind of got them a little more incorporated in the past game. Can the Eagles keep up? I do expect Brown to have a bounce back, or like probably his first breakout game, but it's going to be in losing effort. I'll take the Lions to the points. This is going to be a close one. It could be by a field goal. It could be by one fucking point. Either way, it's going to be pretty tight. So I'll go the opposite with you guys. Take the Lions Sunday night.
We got to bleep that one out for your nephew, man.
I know. I got to figure out how to bleep the stuff out.
Right, bloop, 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 bloop.
Is that a Dan Patrick thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. All right. Monday night, Cowboys, Raiders. I can't read. Cowboys favored by 3.5 on the road in Vegas. 50 over under. Jason.
Well, you got a team that's bad on the road and a team that's bad at home, or really just bad overall. So I think we're getting two brands of the 70s versus any two real good teams that are playing off here. You have the Cowboys, 2 losses in a row. I think bad loss to the Cardinals, you know, bad loss to the Broncos. They just got manhandled. They just couldn't keep off offensively for how bad their defense is. I think lucky for them, the Raiders don't have a lot to behold offensively to really expose what the Cowboys don't do well defensively. There's still a lot of positives when you look at this Dallas offense week to week. 3.5 seems a little small for a Raiders team that just hasn't been impressive the entire season, and a Cowboys team that can actually score. Like Dak, you know, has been pretty good this year considering all of the stuff that's going on with the Cowboys. They got a lot going off the field. Obviously there was, you know, one of their players passed away, you know, pretty tragically, and there's stuff going on there, but the Raiders, I think, just like turning the ball over and just other things going on with that team. I don't know what's good in the Geno experiment. Would they give up like a second or third round pick for Geno or something like that? I can't remember what they gave up, but it has not been good. Don't know the solution there at quarterback. I'll take the Cowboys -3.5.
Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, Raiders, we saw, like I mentioned previously with the Broncos, I mean, we saw them on Thursday night with 7 points. Cowboys defensively, we know, are bad. I mean, we'll see what they look like now after they got the Quentin Williams in that trade that Jerry's hyping up as the next big move that they made. For me, this comes down to just, I think the Cowboys have way more weapons on offense and can score way more than the Raiders outside of, you know, Bowers and Ginty, which maybe he's not going to have as good a game now that you have Clark and Williams in that center of the defense for the Cowboys to stop the run. Cowboys can't stop anybody in the passing game. Unfortunately for the Raiders, they don't have anybody to throw the ball to outside of Bowers. I'm going to take the Cowboys. I just think what CeeDee and Pickens, they're going to be too much for them. I don't see the Raiders being able to keep pace. It feels like a 30-24 type Cowboys victory. So I'll take the 3.5. Give me the Cowboys.
Yeah, same. I think it'd be fun. Yeah, I think Cowboys a shot, so should be good. I don't know if it'll be good, actually. It's Monday night, but got the Cowboys as well. Any final comments for week 11? Is this week 11?
Yes.
Yeah. No? Feeling confident about the picks this week?
Well, you know, I feel real confident about the early slate where we're all picking the same game. So, you know, we're either going to be all geniuses or we're going to look pretty bad. So I guess I'm not super confident, you know, picking the same games as you, Rome, coming off of last week. But, you know, maybe it's a bounce back week. So I think just the message to the listeners, I mean, given our track record, you know, those could be some great games to fade if you're really not feeling confident in the advice we're giving here.
Oh, man, I was on a good roll. I lost a lot of those by the fucking hook.
I mean, I feel good. I think there's some good matchups. I mean, I think we've got some points in our favor too, but we'll see how it goes. I mean, I go into these games feeling good, and it's either the mornings we do well and the afternoons we don't, or sometimes we're hoping for a great afternoon and we get it because the mornings were like 2-5. You know, I feel good though. I mean, I had the Patriots minus 12.5. They covered that. So I'm feeling pretty good. I had the under as well. So maybe we get a winning week. 8-6. I think at least a minimum 8-6 this week.
8-6. Nice. What happened to your Circa?
That's out, man.
Yeah.
That is
out.
Who's
yours pick?
We went out when the Packers lost against the Panthers.
Fucking knew it.
I mean, we would have went out the following week anyways because we probably would have taken the Panthers or the Bills, and they both lost the following week. So
against Titans?
No, Panthers against the Saints.
Yeah, that was a bad loss.
Yeah, that eliminated, I think, another 25% or something.
How many people are left?
Good question. Let me look. I think it's like 1,500.
Still? I know that on the other super contest that they got going.
Well, that one's that's a different one.
Yeah, that one's done.
That one's $100,000 buy-in. That one didn't have that many people.
Woo! Yeah. This past week, I think of what was 11 left, 10 are out. So someone just won it.
Did they?
I think so. At least that's what I got the impression out on X.
So there's 1,000 people left. In that that's, one, let me look at the Grandissimo.
That's the Circo one.
Yeah, the other one has the Grandissimo. The $100,000 one has 6 left.
6, okay. That's crazy. That's so
but
crazy.
They only had, I think,
had a couple hundred, right?
Like 65 people or something. I mean, you're talking $100,000 buy-in. Yeah. So
that's crazy.
That's. I mean, well, a lot of people did kind of like how we did with the Westgate College one, where people just, you know, hey, let me buy in for 20,000. Let me buy 20%.
So I realize some people that have been posting about that, they're all TikTok stars. They just happen to be making a lot of money, you know, $500,000 on TikTok. Yeah,
you put $100,000 down, Rome, on these NFL games that we're trying to pick. I mean, you gotta have some coin that you're willing to give rid of.
Yeah. I want some TikTok kid coin.
So,
all right. Well, then that'll do it. Then Lions Week 11 in the books. We'll see how it goes. Are you guys gonna wake up for the Madrid game?
I'm gonna probably not at 6:30, but I'll be up at 7.
Yeah, I'll be up at 8. I'll catch it at halftime.
I mean, we don't have any F1 this weekend, so and then the F1's on Saturday the following week, but Saturday night. So, yeah,
it is, huh? Damn. Okay. Time is going so fast.
We are exactly 2 weeks from Thanksgiving today, Rome.
Yeah. Real quick, I don't know if you guys seen the new Audi car. They've been practicing in it lately. And same thing with who was practicing in a blacked out Ferrari?
That was Sergio Perez today.
Yeah.
Audi was just giving me a prototype of kind of what their livery could look like.
Yeah. The Audi concept car, though, man, looks fucking great. I'm about to jump ship really quickly and be rocking all Audi. That's
the Audi F1 team. You going to get the Nico Hülkenberg merch when you get out of here, or Gabriel Bortoletto?
I might have to, yeah. I might have to. It looks so sick, all black. All right, well, they'll do it then. Catch us on the recap. You can catch college football games to watch with picks, locks of the week. Well, it's a little teaser in case you guys haven't seen on Instagram. The locks are right next to the games that Aaron provides locks of the week. So you still have to listen to the show. I'll try to break it down by games, but catch us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. We are out.